You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org. Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aid.
In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We are live from Orlando, Florida. That's right. We are live. I hear the echo in the background. Live from Orlando, Florida. Listen, folks. All kidding aside. We are the bridge. That's what we think. That's what we say. We're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's what you're listening to. You're listening to some folks right now that are blind telling their story about Plan A and Plan B. Let me just tell you about my Plan B. When I first got my Plan B is when I was in school as a kid, and I was sighted, and I had to worry about my Plan B because I got some F's on my report card with some E's. And I happened to tell my father that was F for fabulous and E for excellent. Well, the problem is he didn't believe me. So I had a Plan B. I had to run underneath my bed. Because my father got the strap. Isn't that a sad story? A young man. So I had to change into Plan B. I had to start getting better report cards.
How'd that work out for you, Michael?
Well, let's put it this way. I had to change my ways.
Say it ain't so.
So, folks, I can only tell you right now. Sometimes Plan B works. With me, it worked because Plan B, I had to be a better student. Otherwise, I'd meet my father, may he rest in peace, with his belt. And all I can say is I love my father, and he set me straight. And that's why I used to be 6'2", with eyes of blue, and now my eyes are deep brown.
Yeah, because you're full of it.
Ba-dum-bum.
The phone number to call in if you wish to do it is 407-894-1680, 407-894-1680.
Bologna is brown, right?
In other words, anyone who wants to roast Michael, just call on.
Yeah, there we go.
We're going to go to trivia. Have some good music. I want to know who's singing this song. 407-894-1680.
He's just shutting us
who
up, Sharon.
I know.
Who is singing this song? Quiet. Who's singing this song? Trivia time. Who's singing the song? 407.
Here's my story. It's sad but true.
Another 45 record.
It's about a girl that I once knew.
Yeah, I think I did too.
She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Come on, Chris. Get ready.
Let's go. Hey! Oh! Other one now. Let's go, Sharon. Hiya.
Won't give up my day job.
You're Chris in the background.
She's playing the drums.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing the song?
What year is it, Michael?
I keep away from run around to you. Away from a run around sewer.
This is on the Dick Clark Show, right?
That's right. I used to dance to that song,
it's a
too.
Big
yep.
Hit.
407-894-1680.
Chris, you do not remember the American Bandstand.
This is why I was getting the E's and F's, because I was dancing American Bandstand show.
Hey, wait, let's go back to Chris.
School.
He may have seen it on Nick at Night.
Well, or, maybe.
He wasn't even born yet. He was too young.
How do you know it, Sharon?
I'm an old soul.
407.
I like the old songs.
894-1680 if you want to win $10. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
He's got a couple callers.
Okay. It Who's was on the line?
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Who is on the line?
Who knows?
Let's go. The lights are all lit up.
Oh, there we are. It's our buddy Eugene from Clearwater,
oh.
Florida.
Eugene. Otherwise known as Leo.
Hey, they've been talking on you, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
All right, did you listen to the kids show?
Yes, I did.
How'd you like it?
I did. You didn't like it? I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, you thought it was pretty good?
Yeah. Yep, I did.
Hi, Eugene. It's Sheila. How you doing?
Hey, Sheila. How you doing?
I am great. How about you?
Yeah, long time seeing, since I've seen you. I guess that was,
June.
Yeah.
Yep. Eugene, say hi to Sharon. She came all the way from Little Rock.
Hey, Eugene. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I tell you, we're having a lot of fun here. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Do you know who the singer is of that song?
I think it was Dion.
You're right. Dion, you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
So Eugene's buying breakfast in the morning. All right.
Well, I'm going to... I've been invited to come over there and be on the show.
Well, come on.
That's right.
It's a lot of fun.
And have the three amigos.
Yeah, you know.
Eugene, did you like the 2468?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that adorable?
I thought it was cute.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Eugene, for everything you're doing for the kids show.
Thank you so much.
We
appreciate your support
every
which way.
Anytime.
Thanks, Eugene. I'll see you in November.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Who's also on the line
right now?
Bye-bye.
Too late, Shirley from Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, Shirley.
She hung up?
No, she's there.
Oh, okay. Hey
Shirley.
Shirley.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I was going to guess, but apparently somebody already got
it.
Apparently. I didn't even hear who they said. So
Dion.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Dion.
But that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Did you get your bracelet?
Yes, I did. Right. That was another reason I called. I wanted to let you know that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
So how are y'all doing? Everything good?
We're doing pretty good.
Did you hear the kid show?
Okay.
Did you hear the kid show?
No.
Oh, you have to listen to the kid show on the podcast.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it sometime when you guys are doing that. I know, is it the fourth Saturday of the month or last
fourth
Saturday
Sunday.
Of the
fourth
month?
Fourth Sunday of every month at 6 o'clock.
Sunday.
Fourth Sunday of each month at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, the show will be archived on the website if you would like to listen.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Under the kids section.
So I wanted to say hi to Sharon also. I guess you must be visiting in Orlando.
I am. I was down in West Palm, and I got an invite from Lynn and Michael to come on up to the studio. So this is a lot of fun, I tell you. It's a little bit different than Little Rock.
From?
I'm original. I was hatched. I mean, I was born here in Florida, so this is kind of like coming home. You know, I'm like a sea turtle. You know, I was hatched.
I understand. I know a couple other people like that, I think.
Yeah. And so, I grew up in Central Florida until I went off to basic training in 1987, and I've only been back to visit, usually via way
and
of hopping through here.
Unfortunately, I missed the very beginning, so I don't want to have you go through too much repetition, but what is your blindness from then?
It's from multiple sclerosis. I was diagnosed in May of 2001, and I went from perfect 20/20 to nuttin' vision in 7 months.
Wow.
But you know, it was that plan B. Things happen
with that, and I'm sure you know this too. I knew somebody that happened too, and then later she regained her sight and had something else.
Right, something else can happen, but it choked off my optic nerve, so they said that it can be gone, but I'll never forget it, but it's not going to come back. But, you know, that's okay. It forced me to come up, as Michael says, with a plan B. So.
Well, you're quite an amazing individual.
She sure is.
Not really.
Should really be inspirational for anybody.
It's surreal. Actually, when she got off the train, I said to her, I said, I can't believe this is happening. She's always on the other side of the phone, and now she's with us in person.
Well, I've spent some time at that facility where you're working. They really, you know, they've had some pretty good programs throughout the years.
They have, and we still have some great programs. We really do. In fact, why I was down here was one of our newest programs that we have. It's for our credit counselors. Only program in the nation pumping out certified credit counselors who are blind. So
That's super.
Yep, I came down to talk at their Society of Financial and Career Counselor. I don't know, some great big long acronym.
And what is it you do there now?
I'm the president and CEO there.
Wow, that is tremendous.
And so you
should be really, really proud of yourself.
Well, you know something, I'm proud of all the people who paved my way and made my life a whole lot easier because, I mean, come on now, y'all took notes in school on a slate and stylus at a Perkins Braille. I'm using an iPhone. I mean, you know, come on. How hard is that? I mean, you think about how much technology's evolved. You know, I go into the center and one of my favorite places to go is the Tea Hall. So if you've been there, you remember the Tea Hall. And we have 30 feet of books that are in Braille. And that's just the New Testament. And I sit here with my iPhone and an APH Refresher Braille 18 that weighs right. about a pound and a half. And I've got a picture standing in front of that because that's just how far that we've evolved. And, you know, not wow. only can I get the Old Testament and the New Testament, but I do Facebook, I do my email, my calendar, I plan all my travel. And God knows, do I have an Amazon addiction on that thing.
Have you learned Braille?
I learned Braille. I learned Braille in 5 weeks, grade one and grade two, but it took me 5 years to get good at it. So, you know,
wow.
it's one of those things you just
well,
have to stay on it.
You're obviously super intelligent individual. That's tremendous.
She's amazing.
That's really great.
I was lucky. I was blessed. Let's say that. I was blessed because everything just fell into place for me.
Yep.
She taught me Braille right away. I learned the first dot is A or 1.
That's right.
See that?
Chris, did you say we were going to break? Oh, Shirley, we have to go.
We have to go. Oh,
thank you for
bye, Shirley. Thank you.
For blind.
Good to talk to all of you and to make your acquaintance, Sharon. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, Shirley.
Bye. Bye.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Stay on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. To receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show that you're listening to. This is your host, Michael. The phone number here is 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you miss any part of the show, you miss any show, Look us up on the web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget the A-N-D, and blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, which I hope you do, it's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. What?
We
do you want?
We have two callers if you would like to talk to them. You don't have to if you don't want to.
Who is it?
Well, we on one line we have Sherry from Orlando, and another line we have David from Fern Park, both from Florida.
Oh, who called first? Sherry?
Looks like Sherry.
Sherry, what do you have to say for yourself, Sherry from Orlando?
Well, I think I told some people I'm selling my house and moving to a condo. And your show is really great to pack up clothes by. So that's what I've been doing.
To pack up clothes by. That's fine.
Okay.
Well, at least we're good for something.
Are you saying we're boring or are you saying we're entertaining?
She's saying you're motivational. Motivational.
Motivational.
Well, this is
right.
Plan B
that's
for
exactly
Sherry.
Right. And hello, Sharon. It's nice to hear from you and Sheila and Lynn.
Hi.
And the heck with yes. Michael.
That's right.
No, I already said hello to Michael. So
it's the woman power hour.
How's your packing coming?
Yeah, slowly. Very, very slowly.
Well, just think it'll be like Christmas when you get to open everything up and say, I wonder what's in this box.
Yeah, I forgot what was in this box. What's in this box? There you go. And I wanted to say I was really impressed with Sharon when you said you learned Braille. So many people who lose their vision just think they can't or never bother. Of course, I've always been totally blind, so I learned when I was small, but I also know adults who really caught on and learned it quickly, and it's not as hard as some people make it out to be. So
it's not. I mean,
really
it is another.
You.
Right. You know, it is another language, and it's one of those things. My motivation, though, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I was an avid reader, and I wanted to be able to pick up a book again. And it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just sitting there and listening to something and have it being regurgitated back to me. I wanted to be able to use it and experience it. You know, just like when I was a kid and I would sit and read a book and, you know, you read through that text and you get those visualizations. Well, it's the same thing when you're experiencing that through your fingertips. So
it is. And they've even proven that when you use Braille and read Braille, a different part of your brain is activated, and it's actually the visual cortex where you normally see.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was fascinating. So it is different than listening to a book.
That's right.
Sherry, did you listen to the kids' show?
Yes, I did.
How'd you like it?
It was good. They did a good job.
Not bad for the first time. Not bad for the first time.
Very, very good. Very good.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Good luck with your packing.
Oh, and I ordered from Independent Living Aids, and I got my little clock. Also.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Fantastic.
But, okay. Thank you. You
thank
guys have
you.
A good
bye.
Week. Bye.
We have
bye.
David from Fern. What's it called? Fern what?
Fern Park.
Fern Park. David from Fern Park. Who's David from Fern Park?
Who is David?
Hello there. Michael,
oh, it's
Sheila,
Big
Lynn.
Dave. Big
Sharon,
Dave.
What's
how you
up?
Doing?
Hey.
I'm hey, Dave.
Doing good. It's great to talk. Have Sharon in town there. I talked to you, Sharon, when you were, I think, your first guest appearance.
I think so. I think so.
Which was actually my first guest appearance.
Wow.
I was there in the studio. I think they brought you on live from Arkansas, so that was pretty cool. So,
yeah, I tell you, it's pretty cool being here in the studio. It's just altogether different.
Yeah, definitely a different feel altogether.
It is. It is. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's been fun hanging out with Michael and Lynn today, too. So
this is a good opportunity. You said that everyone's supposed to call and roast Michael or,
yes.
or Gary, was it? I forget.
It was Michael.
Did you listen to the kid show? Did you listen to the kid show?
Gary, actually.
Did you listen to the kid show?
You know, I have to tell you, Michael.
Yeah.
I promptly joined the Blind and Beyond and spaced out and totally forgot to listen to the kid show. So I'm going to be listening to it on the on the web.
Let us know what
later
you think
on
about
when
it.
Yes.
Let us know.
I was kicking myself. I really was looking forward to hearing my new little friend there, MC, so I'm anxious to give her a listen.
Okay.
But I have to throw in my two cents on Braille. And I can't overemphasize the importance of learning Braille. I know, you know, Sharon had even mentioned that there are other ways, of course, you could for labeling things, but Braille, like Sherry says, really isn't as difficult as it seems. And there have been test after, you know, all kinds of different things that have shown that if you know Braille, you have a huge chance of getting a job in comparison to someone that doesn't know Braille.
That's right. In fact, they say that, you know, with a 70% unemployment rate, but they say that 80% of the people who are employed know Braille.
Well, so, and I don't see how people can do without it. Now, I'm not a reader, per se, although I'm fairly proficient Braille user, but I don't necessarily read books, per se, but I use Braille every day for taking my own notes.
Right.
And I do some songwriting, so I use it for that. And thank goodness now with technology improving and things getting cheaper, Braille displays are finally affordable. Actually, I got a brand new display from a kind of offshoot company for $400 that I can Bluetooth to my iPhone.
And is that the new Orbit? Is that the new Orbit?
No, this is called an Easy Link.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Easy Link.
$400. Wow.
And it works great, and it they've even improved since I've gotten this one. But
I tell you, I love using my Bluetooth Braille displays. I have an APH 18, and I have a Focus 40 Blue, and
right.
I use them both extensively. And,
they work great, but especially when you can get it down that cheap, then it's affordable for everybody. And can you imagine someone that is totally deaf and blind?
Yep.
Braille is the one way that they can have access to everything through the internet.
That's right.
So.
That's right. And you know, there's a really good program that I'm going to mention real quick, and it's called I Can Connect, ICANCONNECT. Or the National Deafblind Equipment Distribution Program. And anybody who has a dual sight and hearing loss can qualify for free equipment for distance communication through that program. And every state has a program. All you have to do is find out where. You can go to icanconnect.org and find out who serves in your state and get an application. In Arkansas, it happens to be World Services for the Blind. So I've done a lot of work under that program, and I've bought a lot of Braille displays for people. So I have probably one of the most pivotal things that happened to me, you know, because before, technology was just a tool for me. You know, the iPhone, the iPad, all that stuff was just a tool for me, and that was until I made a trip to Kentucky, and I went to a deafblind camp. It was a retreat that was out by Lake Cumberland, and we had went through and we had 20 people who came through for assessment in one day, and it was about 6 o'clock at night. It was just before dinner when a young lady came up, and I showed her an iPad, and I said, this thing works just like a computer. She's deaf. She has very, very low vision. She has 2% of her vision left. And she picked up the iPad, and she said, well, this is just the screen. Where's the rest of the computer? She just couldn't get that was it. And I said, you know, her name was Loretta. I said, hey, Loretta, I said, if there's any one thing that you can do that you can no longer do or that you've never been able to do because you're deafblind, I said, what would it be? And she answered me that day, and she says, I'm 51 years old, and I've never seen the stars, and that hurts my heart. And so it went so far beyond what just the tool was to how much technology can change somebody's life. And, you know, that's not just the technology, but the skills that go along with it. So,
yeah, anyone can learn Braille.
That's
I'm
right.
Michael.
What?
Or Gary, whatever
your
name is.
What? What you, are you saying?
Eugene.
You, my friend, can learn Braille.
Me what?
You have
Point
no
your finger
excuse.
At him, David.
Uh-oh.
No excuse.
I'll do it for you, David.
it would make your life that just open huge doors.
I'll tell you what, when Gary Sinclair learns Braille, I'll be right behind him.
Don't wait for him. You're the leader, my friend. Step up.
I'll be behind him. I'll tell you what, I'll be right next to him when he learns.
All right. I'll try to teach you. I'll give you some starters.
I've already tried, David.
Well, it's worth more trying.
But just keep on, keep on.
That's right, until he cries uncle.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much,
thanks,
Dave,
David.
For calling in. Big Dave. Thanks for calling
in. Bye, Dave.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. That's right. Sharon?
Michael.
You're okay. We got a trivia now that my wife picked out. This is not one of my songs.
Are you saying I'm trivial?
I didn't say that at all. I'm saying you. We're going to break.
Uh-oh, we're going to break.
We're going to break. When we come back from break, we'll have another tribute. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aids is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aids, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and Checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as Blackjack, Roulette, and Bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at blindfoldgames. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, Final Expense Insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all-you-can-eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit HomeCareAssistanceOrlando.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the name of the show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community.
And tonight we've been educating the blind community.
I hope so. And you folks that are listening that are sighted, you're more than welcome to call in. You ask any question you want. Maybe I can give you the answer. Maybe. But let me ask you a question. If something happened to you right now that you're sighted right now and you lost your vision, do you have a plan B? Do you know what you do next? If you lost your sight right now, because it happened to me, I thought
I didn't know any problem with my eyes. Until I was on the Ohio Turnpike, driving my car, going to Detroit. Driving the car. Never needed glasses except for reading at all. And bingo, bango, I asked the person who was sitting next to me, my salesperson, I said, I'm going to pull over. I'd like you to drive. I'd like to read the paper. I want to relax. The person got behind the wheel. We started driving to Detroit. And within 10 minutes, everything went black. Everything went dark. I thought I was wearing my sunglasses. I found I was wearing my regular glasses. And I was in blindness. I called my wife and I said, I don't know what happened, but I can't see. She said, go to bed at the hotel when you get to the hotel and see what happens when you get up. I went to bed, got up. I couldn't see nothing. So I happened to call one of my friends who lived in Detroit. They took me to their eye doctor and found out I was blind. I flew home from Detroit. We went to a couple of hospitals, Wills Eye in Philadelphia, Bascom Palmer first in Florida. Both hospitals said the same thing. What's the big words, Lynn? What was the famous words I had?
Sharon, you remember? Idiopathic central serous retinopathy.
Which meant...
Got it?
Which meant stress. That's what they said. My eyes went blind due to stress. Too much cortisol in the brain. It wasn't cortisol. Anything wrong with my eyes. It was the brain. Well,
and you know, you think about your plan B, and you know, even if you have sighted listeners that are listening, you know, with baby boomers that are aging out,
right,
and the sandwich generation. Yep, and the sandwich generation, you know, where they're taking care of their parents, you know, it can happen to anybody. You know, none of us planned on this, and it's one of those things that, you know, it's not, well, I think that, you know, when I turn 40 that I'm just going to have somebody who's blind that I have to take care of. I mean, you know, it might not just be them. It might be their family member. It might be a neighbor.
That's right.
And to know that there's resources out there and how to reach it. And so, you know, if you just accidentally tripped upon the radio station today while you were listening, it was meant to be. So
we have a caller.
Okay, who's on the line?
Our friend Gary Sinclair from Winter Park, Florida.
Gary Sinclair from Winter Park? He's another one who can't do Braille. Yeah, what else is doing Mr. Sinclair?
Hello, Michael. Hey, Sharon, you got my seat tonight.
Hey, Gary, I am, and I'm keeping it warm for you, let me tell you.
All right, it's fun, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, this is a blast. I tell you, I am so glad I made the trip up here.
I am, too. And y'all, I guess my grandson's really following the new show. Stepping in and watching that new kid show.
Yeah?
Braden,
right?
Braden's my grandson.
Oh, okay. The one from Texas, right?
Oh, is that the one who called me? I forgot about him.
He's the one who kicked off the show for the donations for the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
He was in studio with me.
Very good. He was great.
Yep. So, Michael, let's get to this Braille thing here. Now, forget David and, you know, and all them. You know, I got a plan.
Yeah, what's your plan? Plan B? Yeah,
all right, what is the letter A? Tell me.
Number one dot.
Okay, I know B. It's 1-2.
Oh, they're going to share the responsibility.
Next week, when I come on, you'll learn C and I'll learn D.
Okay.
Wow. I tell you, that's
Karen,
pretty
I'll
special.
Learn A, and then you learn B, and then I'll learn C and you learn D. That's good.
That's Plan B.
Plan B. I don't know all about right. All that now.
I'm going to let you all go, and I'll see everybody next week when I'm on here.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Sheila.
Yes, ma'am.
You feel like telling everybody your experience with independent living aids? Sherry just brought it up that she just ordered and got the free travel clock.
Sure.
All right. don't forget your PSA.
Independent living aids, I called because my alarm clock had quit working, and it was the week before school
Yay!
Was supposed to. Unfortunately, I had to go back to work.
Aww.
So I needed my alarm clock, and I had this particular clock that I wanted, and on the front of it, there's a big brown circle on the right side and then a couple little buttons. And so I described to the woman what I wanted, and she said, well, we've got that. I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't know the name. You know, I couldn't read the name on the clock, so, and I'd had it forever. So she said, well, yep, here it is. And I forget, I don't remember how much it was. But anyway, and then I ordered a pair of sunglasses because my sunglasses had gotten broke by my grandson. she said, but you know you're getting a free clock. I said, yeah, but that's a travel clock. I said, I know the clock I want to get up to work to. So they were so kind and so helpful and just very friendly.
You had to say you were Blind and Beyond Radio Show to get the free clock, right?
Yes, sir. Yep, that was the first thing I said.
Yep.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Okay.
I'm not a newbie.
Name dropper.
Yeah. Anyway. So anybody that wants a product, they were very knowledgeable and very helpful. So is it 800-538?
800-537-2118.
Okay. I knew there was an 8 in there
somewhere. 800-537-2118, and their website is independentliving.com. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much from Sheila.
Thanks. Oh, you're more than
Thanks
welcome.
For supporting our advertisers, which reminds me, I would like everybody out there in Radio Land to please support our advertisers, because without the advertisers,
we
would not be listening to this show.
And now it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time, trivia time.
Sounds like Nina.
She tried.
407.
She was really cute with that.
Trivia
time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
She tried.
407-894-1680. This was Lynn's song. So who's singing this song?
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop.
I knew it.
Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. Yeah. When we move, well, you already know.
Okay, so who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. I didn't pick this song. My wife did.
Of course you didn't.
Newer song. She picked it. Blame her. If you don't know it, well, what can I say?
She has good taste.
Yes, she does.
Sheila, you know it?
No.
No, you don't know it.
I know the song, but I don't know who sings it.
Sharon, you know who's singing it?
It was me a few minutes ago. So if you call and say Sharon G from WSB, you win.
407-894-1680.
I think we got a call, though.
Yeah. Who is on the line?
KJ.
Who's calling?
From Orlando.
KJ from Orlando. Are you sure? KJ from Orlando? KJ?
I am. I love Lynn's song choices.
Okay. All right. So who's singing the song, more important, KJ?
Justin Timberlake.
That's right.
There you go.
Yay.
All right.
Woo! What'd she win, Michael?
Well, she likes Sonny's Barbecue. Let's give another Sonny's Barbecue. $10 gift card with Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, so she's buying dinner tomorrow. Woohoo!
We need to have a Sonny's party.
Sonny's
Barbecue. Yeah, we do. The cinnamon butter on the potato.
You just won a $10 Sonny's Barbecue. Listen, let me tell you something. You can eat all you can. At $14.95 is all you can eat ribs, if you like ribs. And their ribs are good. The sauce is outrageous. And they got a good salad bar, too.
Congratulations, Kelly.
Yep, you just won.
Thanks, you guys are doing awesome.
Did you listen to the
thank
you.
Did you listen to the kids show?
I did.
How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was good. Cute.
Good. It was cute.
First time. They need work, but it's good. I give them a B+.
Hey, I give them an E for excellent.
A for effort.
What about an F for fabulous?
There you go.
F for fabulous. She just taught you something, Mike. You should have told your father F
Thanks,
for fabulous.
Kelly.
Thanks, Kelly.
Take
All
care.
Right, guys.
Thanks for calling
have
in.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
So can I give my PSA now?
Absolutely. Now or never.
The Greater Orlando Council of the Blind will get back to business on September 9th. We will hold our first business meeting since May on, that's Saturday, September 9th, 12 to 2:30 at the William Booth Towers, located at 633 Lake Dot Circle, and that's in Orlando, 32801. Our guest speaker will be Wendy Osteen. She is the regional nurse educator from Vanda Pharmaceuticals. And we will be starting to take our membership dues. So anyone that would like to know more information can get my phone number from Lynn and Michael, and I'll be happy to tell you anything that I can tell you. I've been a member since January of 2005. So.
Okay. Let me tell you something, folks. If you have a PSA, wherever you are, a PSA from, doesn't make any difference where, just call us in. And we'll put it on. You're listening to Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. Got another break coming up. In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond radio show and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming, or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, just a phone call away, no long-term contracts, peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number here, if you want to call us, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that. 407-894-1680. You got it? Pick up your phone, call us. We'd love to hear from you, whether you're sighted or visually impaired. You can tell us about Braille. If you don't know about Braille, you can tell us about something. If you're still driving a car, I'd like to hear from you. Get any tickets lately? That's one thing what happened. I have a perfect driving record. That's right. I've been...
Really?
Since 2008, I haven't had a ticket. And my wife said, that's the best thing about me going blind. That she says, I'm off the road driving. Can you imagine that? My wife would say that about me.
Best thing. That implies that there are other things. I said it's the only thing.
Oh, the only thing. And my kids were happy, too, because they said, and our best friend Nancy said the same thing, because they say that they didn't like driving with me because I was always turning around talking to them in the back seat. And then if I missed an exit, can you imagine? They were all upset when I missed the exit on the Jersey Turnpike, and I just backed up on the Turnpike.
Oh,
they all scream.
Michael,
the
Michael,
worst
Michael.
Place in the world to do that.
Wow.
You did what?
I bet you had some sign language being used in your direction.
You're right.
Nancy hated when I was in the front driving, and I used to talk to her husband who was in the back seat, and I turned around.
Because he would always be looking in the rear mirror instead at the road. So, yeah.
I think it's a good thing you're off the road, too.
Yeah.
The phone number 407-894-1680. Let me explain to you folks.
What are you explaining?
Explain it, Lucy.
Lucy, you got some splaining to do.
There's a website. You go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Yeah,
you can look it up on our website and see who's there. You can listen to any of the old shows that you missed. You can even now go to the website for the kids. If you missed that show, you can go to the kids' side.
Well, it's not a different website. It's the same website.
It's just
page.
A different page.
Different page.
For the kids.
Different
yeah,
page.
Don't confuse them.
And hey, Michael, you know something? If somebody doesn't know how to go and navigate and listen to a podcast, yeah. You know, they could give us a call at World Services for the Blind, and
oh,
we could teach them adaptive technology.
There you
there
go.
You go.
Nothing like a shameless commercial
way,
while I'm
why
in
why
the studio.
Well, I want to know how, yeah.
Come
I want to know
plug
if,
away.
When I retire, which I will be doing in 3 years.
Okay.
I will be almost 70.
That's
but
the new 30,
still,
girl.
I will still be active. Can I come to the World Services and learn a new trade?
Absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things that, you know, anybody who has an open VR case, and so there is no precedent that you cannot have a vocational rehab case that says that you want to go to work. You just have to be able to make money for that, for them to be able to support you. But, you know, there's other ways. There's Lions Clubs that also help to support Lions Clubs from all over the nation, you know, send in donations. And a lot of times if somebody does not have a VR case open, you know, they'll call a local Lions Club and they'll help to get the ball rolling for them. But, you know, it's never – It's never too late to redefine yourself yet again. So, you know, we've served people that's in their 90s there. Wow. We do our older individuals who are blind program, which is an independent living program, and that's just for the state of Arkansas. But, you know, we have a lot of good things, you know, going. And now that we're transitioning, we're going into an online platform also. You know, if you need to brush up on your skills, on your adaptive technology, you have some of them. But, you know, this office thing just keeps on evolving, and the new operating systems, the new iOS systems, and pretty soon the iPhone 8's going to come out. Oh.
You're going to trade? You're going to up? You know,
Yeah, I will buy a new one. This is I've had every iPhone iteration since the 3GS, which when it first came out, that was the first iteration that came out and said it would be fully accessible out of the box.
Do you trade them in or you donate? I donate. How do you get all the information off your phone before you donate it?
I plug it into the computer and download it, and then I plug in the new one, and I get all my apps on there.
Boy, she's something. I don't know.
You know what they say? There's an app for that. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, when all these guys, you know, Michael, you were talking earlier today, and you were saying about how funny it was that all the sighted people was going outside so they could experience the darkness of the eclipse.
Right, right.
You know, the irony of it all, hey? You know, I stood inside my office, and I use an app called Skyview to figure out where it was. And then I use that NASA Soundscapes.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Was that not cool?
It was cool. Yeah.
That was very cool. So we had everybody standing out in the courtyard, you know, and that's one of the things at World Services for the Blind, we have, you know, we take up an entire city block. We have this great fountain in the middle of our courtyard, and it's a really cool place to hang out. It's one of my places that I can go and ground myself, and a lot of people come out at lunchtime and what have you. But, you know, it's never too late to come up with your plan B, and we're really good at helping people to come up with their plan B. You know, and sometimes it's one of those sayings that you might need independent living before you can even think about going to work. You know, when they first approached me about going to work after I lost my vision, I couldn't imagine doing it. I mean, it was just one of those things. It was scary just to get out of the house. But, you know, as one success built on another, and that's one of the things that we do. We try to help people. We meet them where you're at, and we get you to where you want to go.
Okay.
So.
Well, Sharon, it was
thank
wonderful.
You very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you so much
up.
For having me. This was a blast.
Oh my gosh.
And Sheila.
It was an honor to meet you.
Oh, it was
Sharon.
An honor to meet y'all.
It's great having you both in here. And I wanted to tell you that we have like
Chris Shaw. Thank you for being great.
Thanks for
as
putting
usual.
Everything together for us, Chris, for the kids show. And we have 1 minute left. I wanted to tell you that next week, I hope you join us for our Labor Day weekend show with co-host Gary Sinclair and guest callers John McGaffey, who is president of Polara, and we will tell you all about Polara next week. And Glenn Dobbs will be calling in. He is the founder of Logan Tech. So we will have a wonderful show next Sunday, holiday weekend, but we will be here. Chris, will you be here?
Yeah, I plan on it.
Okay.
Hope you're here. Without you, there ain't no show.
I don't know how to do the board.
Need to teach me, Chris.
Yeah.
Most deaf, come on.
Thank you all for calling
in. Thank
you
all so much.
And I want to thank my three beautiful women for
you're
being in the
two,
audience.
Ooh, and not only that, he just proved that he really is blind. So.
Funny, Sharon. You are really
take care, all of you.
Good
God
night.
Bless you.
Bye.
Stay well.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.